from the bag that were delivered to him by the representative from the Memphis FBI office. With reference to this material from the front, recovered from the front tonight, that he found a print of sufficient clarity, fingerprint of sufficient clarity on the light itself. He found another print of sufficient clarity for identification on the scope, the red field scope mounted on the light. He found a print on the aftershave bottle, which is in the little packet that was obtained or purchased from the Rexall drugstore in Whitehaven, Tennessee, which was part of the items that we have here for mentioning. He found a print on the binoculars. He found a print on one of the slits, beer can. He found a print on the front page of the April 4th issue of the Memphis Commercial Appeal. That on April the 17th, he received this map of Mexico, which was the state where his dog was obtained from the room, Jimmy Garner's room he had. And he found prints of sufficient clarity on that map for identification purposes. That he started an extensive investigation through Houston's file consisting of some 53,000 fingerprint cards. And on April the 19th, he identified all the aforementioned prints that I had mentioned in front of these items as being identical with the record bearing the name and photograph of James Earl West. Then on June the 24th, 1968, he compared the prints from these items that I've mentioned to you with the prints that he obtained from Inspector Bryan in London, England, which he won't break this. He also compared on July the 22nd the prints obtained from James Earl Ray when he was brought to the sheriff of Jeff County here to our jail, and was testified that in his case, all the above mentioned prints were made by one and the same person to the exclusion of all other persons. And on May 6, 1968, he also examined a modern photo bookstore pupil bearing the name Eric F. Dahl, 2608 Highland, Birmingham, Alabama, and found the subprint identical with the other prints here for next week, to James Earl Ray. That further, on August 27, 1968, he examined several checks from the initial trail reference payable to John L. Rain and found a thumbprint identical with the left thumbprint of James Earl Rain. Mr. Robert A. Frazier, the Chief of Firearms Identification Unit at the FBI, with 27 years of experience, who testified to the examination and firing of this rifle, for y'all state, here for evidence. He examined the cartridges, the hull from the chamber of this rifle, the slug removed from the body of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and was testified to the conclusion as follows. The death slug was identical in all physical characteristics to the five loaded 30-06 Springfield cartridges found in the bag in front of the box. The cartridge sneeze had in fact been fired in this 30-06 slug. That the death slug removed from the body contained land and groove impressions in the direction of twist and pistol for those present in the barrel of this rifle. And he also made microscopic comparisons between the fresh dent in the sill of the window at the bathroom, 422 and a half South Main, and concluded that the microscopic evidence in this dent was consistent in all ways with the same microscopic marks as appear on the barrel of this rifle, 30-06 rifle. That his examination Further, identify the styrofoam cover. Now, I mentioned to you, the styrofoam cover. The Mustang Atlanta has been identical in type used to package the Polaroid 220 camera, which was a camera that was found in Ray's luggage at the time of his arrest in London, England. The state would also offer the testimony of James H. Morton, who is an expert examiner of question documents, commonly referred to as a handwriting expert, and would show his examination that conclusions as follows. That the same person who prepared and signed the application and note under the signature of Gary Guest Gall, identified as the defendant along with Mr. Lyle out of the marketing school in Los Angeles, also signed the registration card at the Rebel Motel in Memphis, signed the registration of the Provincial Motel in New Orleans, signed the motor vehicle transfer application for Mr. Hazel and Gary Guest Gall, signed the driver's license application under the name Gary Starwood Gall to obtain an Alabama driver's license, and to be the same person who rented a safety deposit box at the Birmingham Trust Bank in August of 1967 under the name Gary Guest Gall. Also to be the same person who prepared the writing on the modern bookstore coupon, which also bore a print of James Earl Ray. And also the same person who wrote on the envelope for Jimmy Garner at the rooming house in Atlanta, the name Gary Guest Gall. There are many other documents used in tracing the defendants and establishing who he was, and bringing this case down to this point, and I've just tried to highlight those points. The court, please, have covered our stipulation.
Is anything anyone wants to say at this time?
No, Your Honor.
All right, gentlemen, all of you who can do as you said you could do and accept this compromise and settlement on a guilty plea and the punishment of 99 years in the state penitentiary, hold up your right hand. I believe that's everyone.
All right. You can have someone sign the writing.
Mr. Blackwell. Guilty to murder in the first degree as charged in the indictment, is the judgment of the court that you be confined for 99 years of the state penitentiary. You may be seated. Now, we've been here for some time, and I don't propose to keep us here much longer. But I think that the court should make a few remarks at this place in proceedings. The fact was recognized soon after this tragic murder took place that there was no possible conclusion to the case which would satisfy everybody. And it was decided at that time that the only thing that the judge who drew the unlucky number, which was me, to deal was to try this case as nearly as possible, like all other cases, and to scrupulously follow the law and the dictates of his own conscience. I feel that I've done that. Memphis has been blamed for the death of Dr. King, to me, wrongfully.
lawfully and irrationally. Neither the decedent nor his killer lives here, and their orbits merely intersected here. The state has made out a case of first-degree murder by lying in wait. The question might arise in many minds, why accept any plea at all? Why not try him? Try to give him the electric chair? Well, I've been a judge since 1959, and I myself have sentenced at least 7 men to the electric chair, maybe a few more. My fellow judges in this county have sentenced several others to execution. There's been no execution of any prisoner conscientiously observed and adhered to. I cannot let this occasion pass without...